VOA News. Fire remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is trying to downplay reports that it knew Russia had paid the Taliban bounties to kill U.S. troops, promising to brief Democrats Tuesday after being accused of only sharing information with President Trump's fellow Republicans. Mr. Trump's administration officials said that there was no consensus on the underlying intelligence among U.S. agencies and that Mr. Trump had not been aware of it. Two Republican lawmakers, Representatives Mac Thornberry and Liz Cheney, who attended that meeting, said that they remain concerned after hearing details from the White House at the meeting Monday. The New York Times and Washington Post broke the story, with the Post reporting on it Sunday that several American soldiers were believed to have died as a result of the program, which the Kremlin has denied. John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, said intelligence officials are still investigating that matter. Since hitting the milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths early Sunday morning, the global figure has jumped by approximately 5,000 more. In the U.S., the figure has climbed to more than 126,000 dead. The number of confirmed infections globally is nearly 10.3 million and nearly 2.6 million in the U.S. Brazil is second to the United States in deaths and infections. At least 285 U.S. children have developed a serious inflammatory condition linked to the coronavirus. That's according to two new studies published Monday that provide the fullest picture yet of the ailment. Worldwide, about 1,000 kids have been affected during the pandemic. The U.S. studies show most children recovered after intensive care treatment. This is VOA News. A Minnesota judge is warning that he is likely to move the trials of police officers charged in George Floyd's death out of Minneapolis if public officials and attorneys continue speaking out about the case. The judge, Peter Cahill, asked a prosecutor during a pretrial hearing Monday to use his influence to get public officials to stop talking about the case. If they don't, he says he'll have to move the trials or trial, depending on whether the officers are tried together or separately. Floyd, a black man in handcuffs, died May 25th after Officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Some public officials were quick to call Floyd's death murder. Kansas City's black mayor says that he was called a racist slur and told he should swing from a tree after he announced mandatory face mask in the Missouri city. Mayor Quentin Lucas on Monday shared the screenshot of the text on Twitter. The exchange comes after Lucas said masks are mandatory in Kansas City when 6 feet of separation isn't feasible. It's unclear if police are investigating the text to the mayor as a threat. An Associated Press request for comment to a Kansas City police spokesman was not immediately returned on Monday. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that it was not appropriate for her to comment on national security legislation for the city, as a meeting in Beijing to discuss the law is still ongoing. Lam was speaking at a weekly news conference shortly after local media reported that China's parliament had passed a contentious national security law for the city. Lam acknowledged there had been widespread public speculation and concern regarding the legislation, and she would comment once details were officially unveiled. Former police officer who terrorized California as a serial burglar and rapist and killed more than a dozen people has pleaded guilty to those murders attributed to the Golden State Killer. Joseph James DeAngelo Jr. had remained almost silent in court since his 2018 arrest until he repeatedly uttered the words guilty Monday. He pleaded guilty to 13 murders and admitted to dozens of rapes. The plea agreement spares him the death penalty for a life sentence instead, with no chance of parole. Prosecutors say he muttered to himself after being arrested about an inner personality that forced him to commit the crimes. Google says it has removed misleading ads targeting Americans looking for information about how to vote in November's presidential election. Some of the ads charge fees for registering people to vote, while others sucked up people's personal information for marketing purposes. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.